Last month, the only African-American member of the Vermont House announced she was withdrawing from her re-election campaign. Bennington Representative Kaya Morris said the racial harassment she's experienced in recent years has become too much for her family to bear. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Morris is not alone. And that fact is raising questions about what Vermonters in an overwhelmingly white state are doing to confront racism.
The harassment of Kaya Morris started back in 2016 in the form of a racist cartoon posted on Twitter. From there, Morris says things, quote, cascaded. And in a recent interview on VPR's Vermont Edition, Morris said the situation had become untenable.
I had a home invasion, vandalism, even the woods near my house where we go and walk frequently as a family had swastikas painted all over the trees there.
Civic and political leaders across the state expressed shock at what happened to Morris. Tabitha Polmore, the Vermont director of the NAACP, was less surprised.
We've tended to rest on our hundreds-of-year-old laurels that Vermont was the first state to outlaw slavery. We're a liberal bastion, you know, can't happen here. Well, one of the things that people forget is that Vermont is racist, too.
Kaya Morris's story is hardly an outlier. In February, a report by the Vermont Human Rights Commission detailed rampant racial harassment at a state-run psychiatric hospital. Back in June, posters with the words "Black Lives Don't Matter" began appearing in downtown Brattleboro. And just last month, a summer camp for children of color in Stowe was canceled after the kids were subjected to racial slurs by people shouting from passing cars. Paul Moore says she's detected a pattern.
It's the same kind of story that unfolds every time there's a sensational level of racist behavior or rhetoric happening. And that's, I can't believe it's happening in Vermont. I can't believe it. What do we do? And then it fizzles out and nothing is really done about it. And then it continues to simmer.
Which is why Paul Moore and other racial justice advocates are hoping Kaya Morris's story will engender a more lasting response. Here's Karen Richards, executive director of the Vermont Human Rights Commission.
My concern is that a lot of what I've been hearing from white people is this is not who we are. This is not our state. But the reality is that it is who we are and it is our state. And we need to own that.
Richard sat down recently with House Speaker Mitzi Johnson to plot a course of action in response to the episode in Bennington. Richard says one possibility is a structured series of community conversations about racism.
Conversations about race are fraught, and people have a very difficult time engaging in them. But until we begin to engage those conversations as white people, primarily, we are not going to move this ball.
Paul Moore says lawmakers and the Human Rights Commission are right to focus on the role of white people in combating the problem of racism.
I'm done. I'm so done waiting for white people to get to this place where, you know, they're comfortable enough to deal with it. I'm like, come on. Just come on. We don't have time. We don't have time.
Stefan Gillum, president of the Windham County NAACP, says white people don't need to wait for some kind of formal policy initiative to begin their process of self-reflection. He says they can start with what he calls radical empathy.
Which is where you kind of put yourself in the shoes of another person and then you respond accordingly.
Try to imagine the world through the eyes of a person of color, and Gillum says white people might begin to see things that had been invisible to them.
So you realize that, okay, there is an issue here. How can I respond in a way that makes sense for the person who is the most impacted by this issue and not myself?
And then Gillum says find other people who share your concerns, show up at local meetings, ask elected officials some pointed questions.
That's my advice. It starts with self-reflection, and then it goes up from there.
Gillum and Paul Moore say they hope it goes up quickly, because they say if a prominent lawmaker like Kaya Morris struggles to contend with racism in Vermont, then try to imagine what it's like for regular people of color. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.